This is really milking poor Zimbabweans who are already reeling under hard economic times. It is really surprising that at this time when we should be making a saving at every opportunity and cutting down on the cabinet is being expanded.
So now here apparently it appears as if this is a constitutional provision that a vice president should be paid a salary of a sitting vice president if ever that person loses his job or her job. So don't you think that is fair?
It is not fair, as I've already indicated. It is not fair because we have got a situation in Zimbabwe where we have got people that are out of employment, industry has closed, and the people that are being taxed, it's a heavy taxation. In any case, that provision could have been included by the desire of the political parties for later use in order to get favors from their friends.